The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I'm Lauren Gibbons and I'm delighted to be joined by Mo Khan, CEO of HVivo. How's it going?
Good, Lauren. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Well, HVivo is having a very busy period, and to add to this excitement, you've announced a new state-of-the-art facility. Can you give us a little bit more colour on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting news for HVivo, a momentous occasion for the company. We had always planned to expand our facility because we had an increasing demand from our customers with regards to conducting more and more human challenge trials. So we believe that the timing is right for this move to the new life science hub at Canary Wharf. We tend to move our quarantine beds, our laboratory space, and our corporate offices to a single facility in Canary Wharf. Our hugely successful screening facilities, both in Whitechapel in East London and in Manchester, will remain at their current locations because they need access to more and more healthy volunteers. So their central location is really paramount to that. So yeah, all in all, a wonderful day for the company. And I'm sure the staff and the customers will be as excited as I am with this news.
Yeah, no, for sure. And can you elaborate a little bit more on some of the key differences between the current facilities that you have and this new facility in Canary Wharf?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the key differences really is that we'll have more quarantine beds. So we will have from Q2 of next year access to 50 quarantine beds and with the potential to expand to a further 20, in total 70 beds if you need to. All beds will be on a single floor now rather than on three floors or four floors even right now across two different buildings. So consolidating those beds into a single space, of course, brings this all kind of huge operational efficiencies and so on. Each bed is also a single zone. So in theory, we can actually conduct 50 human challenge trials concurrently. And as we get more and more demand for a greater variety of human challenge models, we will be able to run more challenge trials concurrently, which is one of the key aspects of doing this move. We also have an outpatient facility, which will give us the opportunity to run field-based phase two and phase three trials. But we also have a state-of-the-art new virology and immunology laboratory. This only not only supports our current human challenge trial work, but also we will be winning new standalone lab work, which can be conducted in this facility. And of course, it will consolidate the majority of the team into a single space, which should improve operational delivery, enhance efficiencies, and I'm sure it will also have a very positive impact on the company culture.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, you did touch there on the sort of improved operational efficiencies that this facility will provide, but do you have any more to add sort of on how operationally it will impact the business?
Yeah, in a number of ways. So we will be able to increase the number of healthy volunteers that are going through our studies because we'll have more rooms. And also, as I mentioned, they're single zone, so we can run multiple challenge trials at the same time. Now, together with the new technology initiative we have put in place, we will be able to run these trials much more efficiently and to a higher quality of product, which I think will please our customers. It will also allow us to generate new revenue. So we talked about the potential to realize more field-based trials as well as more standalone laboratory work. And centralizing all the quarantine beds and the lab facility into the single facility will, of course, help optimize our staff utilization and achieve the operational efficiencies I mentioned already.
Yeah. And when is this due to complete, and what will happen with your other facilities?
So, yeah, so this is going to be a very fast-moving project. We have, in fact, already started doing some design work on the new facility. We expect the first phase of the new facility to be completed by Q1 of next year. So we will have a limited number of quarantine beds available for use in Q1 of 2024. And we expect the full facility to be ready and the move to be completed in Q2 of 2024. And during this time, we will maintain the current facilities as they are. So both the QMB facility and the Whitechapel facility will remain in place, and we will be running our current clinical trials as business as usual concept to make sure that there are no interruptions in our delivery to our customers. And hopefully in Q3, the move will have been finally completed, and we will have a fully fledged new facility available to us. With regards to the current facility on the screening side, of course, they will remain in place in their current locations.
Perfect. No, it sounds all sounds really exciting. And from a financial perspective, it looks like there's some positive news there also.
There is. So one of the key reasons why we are actually making the move now is that we've been able to get significant financial support from a number of our customers with regards to the fit out of the new facility. So for us, that's a huge incentive to make this move now. In addition, the leases that we currently have on the existing facilities are all aligned, so we can make the move. And then, of course, with the Canary Wharf facility being ready and available at the price it is, it makes good financial sense to complete this move. And with regards to the kind of the overall lease period, we have determined that the cost per bed is almost the same as in our current facility. So we are getting a much higher level of facility, more beds. So it will actually increase the cap of our potential revenue we can generate. And of course, improve our efficiency. So overall, you know, I'm very excited by this move. I'm sure our employees will enjoy working in the new facilities, and our customers will be able to make use of a better product that we will be able to deliver. And with regards to our shareholders, you know, as I said, we are increasing our revenues, and with this new move, we aim to improve our margins too. So a very good day for hVIVO.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Vox Markets today. And we look forward to more news coming out from hVIVO in the very near future. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.